Begin the current daven. This Nazir daf lamed ches. We begin three lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with a related halacha that we were discussing in the previous daf. We had said halacha from Rabbi Avoh in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that although generally we do not say het mitzdarf leisur, generally if you're eating a piece of chazer and a piece of bread, you don't say that they combined for the requisite shear of violating the issa of eating non-kosher. However, by Nazir there is a unique exception, because it says mishras, which means to say it's infused, there you will say that the heter, the permitted bread, will combine with the prohibited wine for the nazir for the violation of the requisite share. Now that the Gemara continues and says seemingly the same type of halacha, Amr Bavo, Amr Balazar, this time it's the name of Rabbi Balazar, that kol revi'i yoyshe b'teira, every time in the Torah that the requisite shear of a revius, which is a quarter of a lug, which is a biblical Talmudic type of a measurement, ein hetem mitzdarf le'isur. Generally, the permitted item, let's say you have whatever that liquid is prohibited, and you have a permitted liquid in there, let's say water, the permitted item will not combine with the isur for the violation. Chutz m'revius sheben nazir, again, except for the halacha of revius that applies to a nazir, where, although according to some opinions, there's a violation for him to consume revius of wine, there, let's say, the permitted wine that's mixed in with the wine, well, the water that's mixed with the wine will also be combining for that requisite share. And the reason is, Sha'rei Amr Tari Mishras, because the Torah tells you Mishras, which again is infused, when it's mixed with something else, we're going to say it's going to combine. Now, on that the Gemara asks, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Laza, what's the difference between these two halachas that Rabbi Avoh says? The first one, which was the name of Rabbi Yechanan, which spoke about a bread being soaked with wine, and here, where he's talking about the shear of revius of the liquid, which is a measurement of liquids, where there also, we already said that the halachas of Nazir are unique, that we're saying heter is mitzdarf le'isur. So that the Gemara says, it can be naive. The difference between them is, to Rabbi Yechanan mar biafila oichlin. Rabbi Yechanan includes in this uniqueness, this halacha, this chiddush of heter mitzdarf le'isur by Nazir, even by food items, even if wine, which is a liquid, which is saturated in a piece of bread, so the part of the bread that doesn't even have the taste of wine will combine. But Rabbi Lazar, that's why he picks this ko'ol revius in the Torah, whereas Rabbi Yechanan just talks in more general terms of iser, mashkin in midach rinilah. He says that this only extends to liquids and not to food items. And the reason being is because the halacha says mishras, which sounds like necessarily if you have wine, which is saturated, soaked in a piece of bread, where then we'll say that the heter, the permitted bread, is going to be mitzdarf with the forbidden liquids. But if, let's say, eating a piece of bread together with grape skin or grape seeds, then it's not going to combine. We don't say mishras. It's not infused. It's not saturated like a liquid could be. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan does not differentiate, and he holds that, no, the Torah only revealed to you this concept, this chiddush, by the issa of Nazir regarding wine, but the same thing would apply to all the other issurim of Nazir, not just to liquids, but even to solids, and therefore that's why Rabbi Avoh quotes both of them, because there is that difference between this chiddush in Nazir that hetzer mitzdarf le'isur, is it only by liquids, like Rabbi Elazar holds, and that's why he picks revius in, to say that this revius is unique, that it doesn't have to be just the revius of the issur, you could have the hetzer being mitzdarf with it, or like Rabbi Yechanan that says, it's a more universal halacha by Nazir that applies even by salads of Nazir that you'll say heter mitzdarf le'isur. Now the Gemara continues in related vein now, where it was talking about Rabbi Lazar's halacha of the uniqueness of the revius that applies to Nazir. So on that, Rabbi Lazar, the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Lazar that actually eser revius hain. There are 10 places where the Torah gave the requisite shear of that halacha that's contingent on the measurement of the revius, which again is a quarter, that's what the word revius means, of a lug, of a lug, which is a measurement. And v'nakad Rav Kahana b'yadeh, and Rav Kahana put it, which literally means say in his hand, but that he was able to conceptualize and put them in the framework of chumash sumakta, five of them are red, meaning either blood or wine, and v'chumash chivartim, five of them are white, meaning either water or oil. And he gave a simon, a mnemonic, to be able to recall what are these 10 places that talk about a revius. And they are chumash shemakta, what are the five red ones? So he gave a phrase, which each word in the phrase means a different halach of revius. And the phrase is nazir va'isa pesach shahayir b'mikdash umesu, which literally means to say that a nazir, and someone that's making pesach, who judge in the temple, and they die. Now, that's just the phrase, and that's because in Talmudic times they wouldn't write down halachas, they had to remember everything. So each word means something else. Nazir, in regards to a Nazir, again, we're saying that all these are applications of the halacha b'Revius, which is Revius Yayin l'Nazir. The reason why it picks the first word of that phrase in Nazir is because that's the halacha, again, as the Rush points out, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, who argues under Bekiva, and they say the shear of Revius is, the halacha of a Nazir being forbidden is the shear of a liquid of Revius, again, not like Rebbe Kiva holds it's a kezayis. So that's the first halacha of Revius. Eisa Pesach, when it says someone that's making Pesach, the Amr B'Hudim Rishmul, that applies that Arba Kais Halalu, regarding the four cups of wine that we drink by the Seder Night, Tzarech Sheyehe Ben Kedei Revius has to have a shear of a Revius. Again, that's the second place in the Torah that we find the shear of a Revius. And again, this is from the five red ones, which is wine. Shahiru, that they are judging, that they're paskening halacha, is regards to Shasa Revius. If someone drinks a Revius of wine, Al Yaira, he shouldn't go ahead and judge the halacha. Again, we see the shear of Revius, and again in the five of red, which is what wine is, and B'mikdash, the next word in the phrase in the temple, in the Beis HaMikdash, which is related to a Mishnah increases, that says, Shas Revius Yain, B'nechnas L'mikdash, if someone drinks a quarter of a log of wine and he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, Chayiv Misa, he's liable for death. And that is because these last two halachas, where it says, Yain V'shecher Al Teish B'vayachem El Olam Moed, you shouldn't drink wine or hard wine, old wine, when you go into the Olam Moed, to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's where we know that halacha from. And the previous halacha is because near that pasuk it says, L'havdu L'hayreis, which is to judge law. So we see that both of them are related to this halacha of Revius. And the last one of the red ones is Umesu, and they die. Where specifically it's they, because the Tanya, it's a reference to what we learned in the Braisa, that tells us, Minayin L'Revius Dam, how do we know regarding a Revius of blood, Shiyotze Mishnei Mesim, where it's coming out from two different people. In other words, Revius from one person, we know that that transmits Tumah. But how do we know that even if you have just the Revius of blood from that is a combination from two different corpses, Shematama oil, that it will transmit Tumah if it's in the same oil as a person? Like it says, the Pasuk in Yikra, it says, I'll call Navshayis Meis Lo Yavai. And that on regarding all the souls of the dead people, the person who is not allowed to become Tumah shouldn't come near. Now, interestingly, is that Navshayis is plural, which is talking about two nefashas, two people. But the word mace is singular, which is saying that there's one measurement of a dead person, which is a reference to the revius of dam, which that's the minimum amount of blood a person needs to survive, where a person can't survive with less than the revius of dam. And his body, as the Gemara says in the second parak of Masech the Shabbos, which is revius dam nesata bekem, I had put a revius of dam inside of you, and so on. So that's why when it says nafshis mace, we see that even if the mace, even if the revius of dam that's coming from the corpse is coming from two corpses, that combines for the shira being retama, a person that's in the same oil as that. And again, those are the five red ones, which are shirum in revius. Then you have v'chamesh chivarta. You have five that are white. And the mnemonic for that is chalas nazir u'mitzayr shenivslu b'shabbos, which literally means to say that the breads of the nazir and the mitzayr, which became invalidated on Shabbos. And again, each one of those words is a reference to a halacha of a revius. Chalas, what is that a reference to? That's revius shemen l'chala. That's regards to there's a revius of oil that's for the bread, specifically the breads of taida. When someone has to give thanks, he brings a carbon taida, and he brings four types of bread. One type that's chametz, and each type has 10 breads. One type is chametz, which is leaven, and then you have three types that are matzah types, where those three types of matzah, one is called chalis, and one is rikikim, and one is revucha. And those are different ways of making the breads. Now, he required for those three a half of a log of oil. Now, half of that half a log would go for the chalis and rikikim, and half of that would go to the revucha. So what that means to say is that the half of revius that he used for those three types of matzahs would be split into two, which means to say that each one's getting a revius of oil. So therefore, that's where you get a revius of shemen when it comes to the chalas, which each category had a revius of oil. The second one, nazir, is a reference revius shemen la nazir, where a nazir would only bring chalas and rikikim. Those are the two types of breads he would bring, and not revucha. So therefore, he wouldn't have the half a log. He would only have a quarter of a log, because that's what it is, that the chalas and rikikim, that when they had three, that would be split into two, and each one would have a quarter. Here we only had two and not three breads. He only had a quarter of an oil. Again, that's from the white one. That's the second revius. Mitzayra, what is the revius that reference to the halacha of Mitzayra, which is revius mayim le Mitzayra, where it says in the pasuk that that betavel oisam, they would dip them, v'aszipar achaya, and the living bird, because the mitzvah had to bring these birds as karbanas, bedam hatzipar hashchuta, in the blood of the slaughtered tzipar, where the one that's still alive had to be dipped into the blood of the one that had been slaughtered, el hamayim achayim, in the living waters. Now the Gemara says in Masech the Seit and Perikol Yumevi that what type of waters do you need? You need waters that the blood of the bird that was slaughtered will be recognizable, because it says you have to dip it into water and into the blood of the bird. But the blood of the bird, you need to have that it's visible there in that water. And there the Chacham say that that's a reference to Revius of Mayim. It's recognizable, the blood of that bird. So that's what that bird has to be dipped into, which is a Revius of water, again, which is another halacha that applies of the white category of Revius. And when it says shenifslu, that it became invalidated, that's a reference to what it says in Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah, which says b'shar kol amashkan tameim, and all other types of liquids that are tamei, poisel nesak v'yabrevius. It makes the person that's consuming that puzzle if it has a share of revius, and that's because that's one of the 18 rabbinic injunctions, which is mentioned in the first parak of Masechtas Shabbos, where we say that if he drinks impure liquids, his body becomes pasul, which means to say on some level like a tumah, and hence he can't consume truma. The reason for that is, although really foods don't make a person tameh, is because we're concerned that if he's drinking tameh liquids, at the same time he might be eating truma, which then those truma will become tameh from those liquids. So we say that you become tameh from the liquids, and therefore if you're tameh, you're not going to be eating truma. But again, that's a shear of a revius. B'Shabbos, and the last halach of the Revius, which is on Shabbos, that's a reference to Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, where there in Perek HaMoitzi Yayin, it explains that regarding the Shir of Haitzah, which is what's considered significant for considered carrying something from one domain to another domain on Shabbos, which is Isra of Haitzah, so it talks about milk, and it talks about honey, what's their measurements, and then it puts all liquids together in the category, and it says, Bishar Kol HaMashkin Revius, and all of the liquids, their measurement to be considered significant carrying is considered a Revius, and v'shar kol ha'shayiv chum revius, and anything else that's spilled out, water that's dirty that you don't need, is also in the measurement of revius. So you see that that's 5 in red and 5 in white, which these were water or oil, which are white, and that's where we find 10 places at the halacha of revius. Now, not the Gemara asks, Masulaka, are there only 10 places in halacha where there's a measurement of revius? But v'yikah, there's a first Mishnah Masech de Sidayim that says, revius neitin liyadayim, that you need a revius of water to wash the tilis yadayim, le'echad v'afil l'shnayim, which the halacha is that not only if one person is washing does he need a revius, but actually even if two people are washing one after another, they can start off with just one revius, and the second person, although by the time he's washing, is going to be less than a revius of water, but that's what's called in halacha shiyore tara, which is it's the remnants of the purified waters, which are, since it started off with the revius, although by the time you get to the second person, that's enough for the revius. But you see that Natil Zidayim needs a revius too. So now the Gemara answers, we didn't pick that as a case of one of the types of revius, because Beplukta Lekamari, when we were mentioning the categories, we weren't mentioning cases that are machloikis. Because Rabbi Yisi over there, Masech Zidayim, argues at the end of that mission, and he says that Ubovachal Yifchis La'achar Shemahem Revius. He argues in a component of that halach, and he says that's not true. That the second person can't, yes, he could use the leftovers from the first person, but it can't be less than revius. It has to be revius for him too. And therefore, we see that in the component of that halacha regarding the revius, in regards to the other people using afterwards, if you need a revius or not, since there's a machlekes, we didn't mention that as a case. But the Gemara continues asking, but voyikah, there's a Mishnah Masechta Saita that says, ha'yimevi fa'li shal cheres, that the kohen would bring an earthenware vial. But nice, but then this is during the procedure of the site of the suspected adulterous woman. He would put inside of that earthenware vial a half of a lug of water from the kir, which was where they had the water that the Kohen would wash their hands from, this type of a fountain. And this was used for the procedure of giving the site to drink, which was the mei site, because it says that it has to be sanctified water. So they would take it from the kir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Revius. Rabbi Yehuda says only Revius. So you see halacha of Revius. The Gemara again answers, but Plukta Lekamai, we weren't mentioning a case of an argument because there, obviously, there was an opinion that says it's not a revius, it's more, it's a half a log. But the Gemara asks, but Vika, there's the following braisa. It says, Kama mayim noisin l'teicha. How much water do you have to put into a urinal that, although you're not allowed to daven facing it, that you could daven because now that the water will have been nullified, the urine that's inside of it. how much water is necessary. So on that, the Tanna Kamma says, Kolshu, however much you put in is already considered enough that you could daven there. Whereas Rabbi Zakkaimer, he says, Revias, you need to have a Revias of water. So you see another halacha that requires Revias. I think my answer is again, Bepluktu like Kemari. We weren't mentioning cases of Machlaikis where there the Tanna Kamma says, all you need is a Kolshu, even a minute amount. But the Gemara still asks. But Vayikah, there's the case of a Revias of a mikvah, meaning a mikvah that has only Revias of water, where although we know generally you need to have 40 sa, but there is a halacha that's not as well known where a person could immerse his needles or his small types of instruments in a revius of water that's considered a mikvah, as the Gemara says in the first Perek Masechta Pesachim. So why isn't that mentioned? And the Gemara says, Bar Mahi, except that case, the Batlu Rabban. We didn't mention that case because although biblically, halacha is you could do it in a revius, but the rabbis nullified that halacha and they said that no, you're only allowed to be tiveling things. You can't table it if it's less than 40 saw, and because the Rabbanan came along and the Ramavata that we didn't quote that as one of the halachas of a revis, and therefore we only mentioned those 10, those 5 of the red, and those 5 of the white. Now we continue on Tamid Beis where the Gemara resumes discussing our Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, the Einar Chayiv, and that the Nazir, we said the 3 different halachas that the Nazir was liable for, which is Tumah, Teklachas, and consuming things from the grapevine. And then the Mishnah said, but he's not liable until he consumes from the grapes at least a share of a kezayis b'chul, etc. Now the etc. is because there was a machlekes Mishnah Rishayna and Rabbi Kiva regarding what's the shear. According to Mishnah Rishayna, it's a revius. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's a kezayis. Now, on that the Gemara explains, and it's actually a machlekes girsoyis over here in the interpretation, which has relevance throughout the sugya between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush, which is like the first interpretation in Tosfos, as follows. Tanna Kamma, which that's a reference to this opinion of the Mishnah Rishayna. Now, the Girsa of the Rush and the first interpretation of Tosfos takes out the word loy. It doesn't have that Girsa. And therefore, according to their Girsa, it's Midama Lohain Lachol Isuri Nazr Lishti. According to the Tanna Kamma, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, they compare all isuri nazir, meaning of eating, to the halacha of drinking. In other words, just like by drinking, we know the measurement is a revias, because we learned it out, it says the word sheikher, which is old wine, from the word sheikher, which says by the entering into the Beis HaMikdash, which we mentioned before, that the halacha by going into the Beis HaMikdash, which old drinking is halacha of revias. So on that is what the Tanna Kamma holds, that we compare all the other halachas to drinking, where just like by drinking, it's revias, so too for eating, it's going to be a shear of a revias. That's according to the Girsa of the Rush. And that's, as we mentioned, his opinion already in the Mishnah. And that's because according to the Rabbeinu Tam, however, that and one more point is that we said from the Rush and the Mishnah that when the line that we just quoted here from the Mishnah, which was before the Machlekes Mishnah Rishayna and Rabbi Kiva, the Rush had said in the Mishnah, that line of that the liability is the measurement of a kezayis, he said that's going like Rabbi Kiva. Because Mishnah Rishonina argues on this first anonymous opinion mentioned in the Mishnah that the shear is a kezayis. Because even with regards to eating, the way the Rush learns the Gemara over here, the Mishnah Rishonina holds everything is a revias. Even for food, for consumption of food, not just liquid, it's going to be a revias. Rabbeinu Tam, however, he learns that this opening line that the Gemara is quoting over here, that was mentioned in the Mishnah before the Machlekes Mishnah Rishayna Rabbi Kiva, which is that you're not chayav until you eat from the grapes of kezayis, is going according to everybody. Because by eating, everybody agrees that the shear is a kezayis. And the whole Machlekes Mishnah Rishayna and Rabbi Kiva is only regarding drinking, where the Mishnah Rishayna held drinking is until you drink a revias, like all drinking generally in the Torah, which is a shear of a revias, which that's the measurement you usually do for liquids. And although eating is a kezayis, as the Gemara says in Perek Lashon, Daf Lamed Beis, and Daf Mem Aleph, however, drinking, you don't learn that from eating. And for drinking, you need to have a revias. So, and therefore, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Girsa is loy. According to Tanna Kamma, you do not compare Oli Suri Nazir to drinking, where because although by eating it's going to be kezayis, by drinking it will be a revias. So that's again the Machlekes regarding, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, is there halacha just of a revias by drinking, as Rabbeinu Tam learns, or like the Rush, actually, even in regards to eating. And therefore, they are medam alohin l'chol, it's suri nazal. But be that as it may, the Rabbi Kiva, he argues, And kiven dechsiv, since it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, v'anovim lachem b'yaveshim lo yoichel, and the grapes, whether they're moist or dry, shouldn't eat it. So we learn out, ma'achila kezayis, just like eating is a shear of a kezayis, because we know that throughout the entire Torah, whenever it talks about eating, it's a measurement of a kezayis. Of kol yisurin b'kezayis, then therefore all the yisurin that apply to a nazir are also going to be a kezayis. And the reason being is because the word va'anovim has a vav hachibur, it's connecting it to all the other halachas that apply even to drinking by the nazir, which is therefore just like by eating. It's a kezayis. So Rabbi Akiva says, even for drinking, it's going to be a measurement of a kezayis. And again, that's the machlekes Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah Rishayna, for sure, at least regards to drinking, if it's a revius or if it's just a kezayis. Now, then the Mishnah continued and said, v'chayev ala yayin b'fnei atzmei v'chulu. So you're liable for each one separately. If let's say you have, whether it's a shir kezayis or revius, just of wine or just of seeds or just of grape skins, whatever it is that you have, you don't have to have more than that. Whatever you take, you can be chayiv a kezayis. And again, not like Rabbi Elazar, who's mentioned in the Mishnah, that says that it's until you have two seeds and one grape skin. Now, related to this halacha, turn upon within the Braisa. The Braisa says, it says in the Pasuk, v'anovim lachem b'veshim lo yoichel. Interestingly, it doesn't just say grapes. It says that moist or dry grapes should not be eaten by the nazir. So now the Braisa says, why does it mention both? L'chayim al zebef and the asman, b'al zebef and the asman, to tell you that each one is a separate liability. What that means to say is, if let's say a nazir is eating grapes, both moist and dry ones, and they warn him, and because you need to get malchus, you need to get a warning, and they say, look, lachem lo yechel, they say, no, don't eat the moist grapes. And they give him a separate warning, they say, don't eat the dry grapes, he's going to be liable for two sets of lashes. Even though they both have the same taste, but since they have two separate names, one specifically is called dry, one's called moist, he's going to get separate lashes. Now, mekanat adon l'chol yisurin shabater. Now, from here, according to the way the Rush interprets this line, you learn to all of the yisurin of nazir in the Torah, which is makan shuhu minecha, just like over here, where it's the same type. They're both grapes, but v'hein shemois, and they're two different names. One's moist and one's dry. V'chayv al zebef ne'asma ba zebef ne'asma, and therefore you're liable for each one separately. So to wherever it's, even though it's the same type, but they have two separate names, you'll be liable for each one separately. And the Gemara explains, what does that come to include? That comes to include new wine and grapes, where although they have the same taste, but since they're called different things, that's called grapes, and that's called grape juice. So therefore, you're going to be liable two separate sets of lashes, again, if you get a warning for each one separately. Now, related to this halacha, that we said that you could be liable for more than one punishment for the consumption of a grapevine derivative, so the Gemara brings the following machlokes. Amar Abaye. He says, Ochel chartzen, if a person eats a grape seed, a nazir, loikish shtayim, he actually gets two sets of lashes. Because besides for the issue that it says in the Torah not to eat chartzanim, v'adzag, to eat grape skins, there's the general halacha that says, Mikol asher ya'asem igefen ayayin, whatever will be coming out from the grapevine, you're not allowed to eat. So you get malchus, A, for the chartzanim, and B, for the general lav, for the general prohibition of eating anything that's a derivative from the grapevine. So to ochel zag, if you eat the grape skin, like a shtayim, you get two lashes. Ochel chartzan v'zag, if you eat the grape skin and the grape seed, well then like a shalish, you get three lashes. One for chartzanim, one for zag, and one for the general categorical violation of mikol asher ya'asem igefen ayayin. Rav Amar, he argues, he says, Eina loike ela achas. Now, when you eat just the grape seeds or the grape skins, you're only going to get one set of lashes. Because she'eina loike alav shebecholos. His opinion is that you do not get lashes for what's called a generalistic prohibition, where it's something that's a global type of an iser. That's not specific what it is. And the Torah tells you specifics. So for something that encompasses many different violations, the general term, although it's telling you that you're not allowed to do that, that you don't get lashes for. Now, Master Rapapa asks on Abai's interpretation. The Braisa says as follows. Rabbi Eliezer says, Nazir shehu yeshoyse yayin kol hayom. Let's say Nazir was drinking the whole entire day. He's like, I'm done with this. I don't care. He's drinking and drinking. So ein chayav alachas. So he's only going to be liable for one iser because he was warned and he's drinking. It's considered contiguous. It's considered one act of iser. But amruloi al tishta. But if they keep on warning him, and they say, don't drink. And then they come back and say, don't drink. And they keep on warning him. But he keeps on drinking. Then each one is considered a separate act because of the separate warnings. and therefore he's going to be liable a separate set of lashes for each time they warned him and they continued drinking. Now, achal anavim lachem bebeishim. Let's say, in his a separate case, let's say he was eating moist and dried grapes, and each one he had a share of a kezayis. And chartzanim bezagim, he was eating grape seeds and grape skins. And v'sachar eshkol shel anavim mishasi, he also squeezed out these grapes and he made grape juice and he drank it. So that the Braisa said, like a chamish, he's going to get five lashes because each one is considered a distinct ister. Each one is separately mentioned in the Torah. So you have the lachem, the veshem, chartzanim, the zagim, and the grape juice. That's what the Braisa says. On that asks Rav Papa, ihachi, if the halacha is like a baya, lilki sheish, he should get six set of lashes. Because besides those five, achas al mekol hashayasa, one should be for the generalistic lav, which baya holds you get lashes for, which is mekol hashayasa, megevan ayayin. So that the Gemara answers for Abaya, you're right. Tana b'shayir. It said five examples and the leftover other examples. And you're right, you would get lashes for that too. So the Gemara wonders, as it always asks throughout Shas, whenever anyone answers Tana b'shayir, my shayir, the higher shayir. What else was left over that are left over this? Not going to just leave out one more. If there would be 10, so fine, you said five, and you didn't go ahead and say all the cases what you're going to get lashes for. But if just one more, you would have said that one more. So what else was left out? So the Gemara says, Shayir lo yachal devar. There's another lav shabachlalas, and you get lashes for, which is the prohibition that's regarding ol nedarim, which Naziris is part of that, that you're not allowed to violate the words that you said. You said you're going to be a Nazir. You took such a neder of Naziris. You're violating that. You get malchus for that. So that was also left out. So the Gemara asks, no, imishim hai, if because that would be what else is left over, lav shiuru, that wouldn't be considered a shir, as if it's left out. Because kikitani, when was the Braisa mentioning? He was only mentioning violations that you wouldn't violate elsewhere besides the context of Naziris. But that violation of not to violate your words is not a unique halacha to Naziris. That applies to all Nadarm. So therefore, that's not a good example. So what else, if you're saying according to Abaya, that the Lav Shabachlolas of Mekol HaShias was left out, what else was left out? So Amli Ravina Min Prazakila Ravashi, he answers, what do you mean? Vashar Debeina Benayim. But there is another case that was left out, which is the flesh of the grape, which is between the grape seed and the grape skin, as we mentioned before, that you do get malchus because it's mechartzan v'adzag, which is until, which means say whatever is in between the two, you also get malchus for. So therefore, that is another case that's left out. Now, since Abaye makes sense, actually now Rav is difficult, because if that was left out, what else was left out? According to Rav, you can't say that Mikol HaShayasa was the other one because he holds that Slav Shabachlalas and you don't get malchus on that. So now the question gets reversed. According to Rava, if we know Beina Benayim, the flesh between the skin and the seed was left out, what else is left out? So Elam, our Papa, so rather our Papa pulls his question back and he says, no, it's not difficult on Rava, because like Tanya Midi Chamish, actually, the Tana the Braisa that I quoted never really said that there's five violations that you're going to get Malchus. It just says that someone that does all these different things, grapes that are dry and moist and so on, he'll get Malchus, but it doesn't say how many. So therefore, obviously, it's not a difficulty, not according to Abaya or Rav, it doesn't say how many. So the Gemara wonders, if that's the case, but Vaha, as we continue on top of Lama Tesam and Alv, but Oisvei Chamish, what do you mean? We just quoted in the Gemara before, that Papa asked, from this Bryce and Abaya, asking, oh, V'i Isen, if Abaya is correct, what do you mean? Lilki Sheish, there should have been six lashes, why does it say five? But on that, the Gemara asks, U'me'achad le'tanya Chamish, now that Rav Papa tells us that the Bryce never said five, so my time always said, so why did Rav Papa ask from the Braisa when it doesn't even say five? So that the Gemara answers that you're right, it doesn't say five. That's why it's not difficult according to anybody. But Rav Papa added on the number five in the Braisa because he really wanted to know this halacha that Abaye is saying. Was it a tradition that he had, or was it a logic that he thought up that he said, yeah, why shouldn't you get malchus on the lav shabachlalas? Now, therefore, Rav Papa said, I think that this is not a tradition that he has. I think he thought it up. He thinks logically that you would get malchus and lav shabachlalas. So therefore, he said, I'm going to go ahead and tell him this braisa as if it says five. And then v'hadarbei, he'll retract. He'll say, oh, you're right. This is my svara. Braisa says, not like that. You're right. I capitulate. But Rav Papa said, v'lo yadan, I didn't know. D'gemar hi b'yodei. That it really is a tradition that he has, and he knew this is his Messiah, that you get malchus in the lav shabachlalas, tell me a braisa, I don't care, this is the Messiah that I got from my Rebbe. And then Rav Papa says, you're right, I made it up. It was only just to find out the truth, if it was a Svara or a Messiah. And once it is a Messiah, then he could keep his halacha, because the Braisa actually doesn't contradict it, because it doesn't say the number five. Now the Gemara concludes this discussion by saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he said his opinion, which again is, I had to have two grape seeds and the grape skin. It's not enough just of one type, like the Tanakhama said that we just discussed. Then the Mishnah concluded Chulu, which was a machleik, is exactly how do you interpret Mechartzan about Zag? Which one is Chartzan and which one Zag? That is because Rabbi Huda said that the Zagim is the reference to the Panimim, to the inside, which are the seeds. And Rabbi Yasi said that no, it's actually the other way around. And he actually gave a sign to remember this, not to make this mistake, like the Zug, the same word of an animal, which is the bell, which the outer part is called the Zag, and the inner part is called the Inbel, and therefore he says it's actually the other way around. Now that the Gemara concludes, in Amr Rav Yosef says, Keman mitargaminon mipritzonin v'aditzurin. Rav Yosef, who is into the Targum, said that according to which of these two opinions do we translate in the Torah when we have the Targum, the Aramaic interpretation, when from the words mechartzane v'adzag is translated mipritzonin v'aditzurin, which means from the seeds until the skin, where, because as Taisa says, itzurin means the skin, because the word eschet, of squeezing, the translation of atzaris, which squeezing would apply more to the skin, because you squeeze out the outer skin that has some moisture in it, so you get some of the juice out. But that wouldn't apply to the grape seed, which has no moisture whatsoever. Who is that like? That's Rav Yosi again, who he said that chartzanim are the seeds, and atzagim is the skin. Again, not like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather that he drew the parallel with zag, just like by a bell of an animal, the outer part is called the zag, and chartzanim, therefore, is going to be the seeds.